This podcast was originally live streamed on the Non Sequitur Show on YouTube. New episodes air weekdays, Monday through Friday, at 8 p.m. Eastern at youtube.com/nonsequiturshow. Make sure you never miss a live stream by visiting www.nonsecshow.com/schedule. For the latest news, polls and updates throughout the day, follow us on Twitter at nonsecshow or facebook.com/nonsecshow. That's NONSEQ show. If you'd like to get exclusive content, bi-weekly private hangouts with Kyle and Steve, backstage access to chat with guests after shows hosted on your channel and much more, become a Patreon saint of Non Sequitur. It ensures we continue to improve our show and brings you into the process at the same time. Visit patreon.com/nonsequitur today while the limited spots are still available.
The following podcast is intended for those who believe bold ideas are righteous, unique perspectives are gospel, and strong opinions are sacred. This is Non Sequitur. Never follow. And now, here are your hosts, Kyle Curtis and Steve McRae.
You know, everybody gave Scotty a bunch of shit last time he was on, saying that he was stupid and dumb and that he just didn't know anything. But I will tend to you guys that he is actually very smart. He's a very smart guy because he is choosing not to enter this debate with Reds. And therefore, by default, I think he might actually be pretty bright because that might be the smartest move he could have made. What do you think, Steve?
That might be the smartest decision I've ever heard a flat earther ever make. And would you agree, though, this still counts as a win, would it not, by default?
Sure, yeah. No, and you want to – this is a good opportunity for you to make your joke, Steve, that I forgot to throw it to you the last
– You did forget, but that's okay. I was going to announce to everybody some bad news that the debate had been – or discussion, whatever you want to promoted tonight, has been called off due to light rain. And as we all know, helicopters don't work in the rain. If you don't know what I'm referring to, go read the news. There you go.
Yep. So we're going to do something a little bit different. We're going to see how this, if this works out. And if not, we'll just, you know, from the last one, we'll call it we'll go right into the after show with Jimmy and Ad Homies. But Reds, do you kind of want to let people know what you're wanting to do?
I guess I'll talk to anybody so long as it's not flat out Hero, because that dude is a dumb fuck. I'm sorry. There's
I'll talk to anybody.
Yeah. So if you're a flat earther out there in the live chat, you know, the ones that were making all of that, watch this. All of you flat earthers in the live chat last time that were saying, this evidence, come on in. This is your open opportunity to take on the best. What did Ric Flair used to say? Go ahead.
I don't understand it. I mean, seriously, we schedule this shit in advance. They agree to come on, and then they don't show the fuck up. Like, what the fuck? I mean, one of these jackasses actually paid me $500 to have a debate and still didn't show up.
Right. Well, like, it's interesting because with Scotty, he messaged me earlier in the week, and I don't know if you I don't know if you saw this, but Scotty put out a challenge to you the other day. Did you happen to see that video?
Nope.
Okay. Well, I'll send that to Dave and we'll watch that here live. But he put out a video to you and laid out some things that he demanded from you before he would actually come on and debate you. Yeah. So he then sent me a message, and I said, you know, we didn't agree to any of that. Reds isn't going to, you know, waste his time trying to prove to you that he's got, you know, that he's worthy of debating or whatever. So Scotty said, okay, well, just forget it then. I'm not going to do it. And so I said, okay, I let him know. And then it was probably 4 hours later, he sent me an email back saying, I've changed my mind. You know, if at least one person can hear the truth, then it's worth coming on there to the show. So that's where we left it. You know, if the offer was still good, then he wanted to do it. And I guess at the last minute, he just decided that he couldn't do it.
So I guess he doesn't have confidence in his so-called truth.
Correct me if I'm wrong. Correct me if I'm wrong, but did not Conspiracy Cats in his promotional video for Non Sequitur and his being on the show tonight, did he not in his video say that Scotty was going to somehow vanish during the middle of the show pretty quickly? He vanished before he even got here. I would call that not just a prediction, but a spot on prediction, because the guy vanished before he even got here. And Conspiracy Cats, if you go watch his promo, he predicted that. So,
well, I'm talking with Debbie right now. Debbie and I are communicating. Debbie, this is your time. Fate has allocated that you be here now to create the most epic showdown ever.
It's not going to be an epic showdown. Basically, you're going to get somebody who clearly doesn't know what the fuck they're talking about, not knowing how to shut up.
Reds, I want to make sure that this is not going to affect our friendship in any way. I do apologize in advance.
It already has. It already has. Fuck you.
I know. God, I'm so sorry.
I love Debbie.
But believe me, Debbie. This is already affected our friendship. And also,
the live chat's going crazy right now.
Listen, I do not, under any circumstances, want us to play that Scotty bullshit video. So let me go ahead and just do this instead. Kyle, since you obviously seen it, I hope you do. Can you just give me a brief synopsis of what the fuck this dude was asking for me, as if he had any right to begin with?
I have to be honest with you. I didn't watch it either. It was a lot of... In his email to me, it was a lot of like rambling about how he wants you to prove that the Earth is a spinning globe when we can't feel motion, that sort of thing. I didn't bother to watch it either. I figured it'd be another, you know, rambling.
The video is ready now.
Sure. Yeah,
do you want to gloss over it?
Do I? Really?
Yeah. Let's take a look at it.
We're gonna give attention to a guy that doesn't even want to be here. So I'll tell you what, I'll go ahead and we can watch it if you want, but I'm not gonna respond to it until Scotty actually grows a fucking pair and shows up, because I'll be more than happy to shove his bullshit right up his ass. But the thing is that he has to actually be here for me to shove said shit up said ass.
I like that idea. So yeah. I'm just curious to see what he has to say.
That's fine, Dave. That's perfectly fine, but at the same time, Scotty, fuck you, okay? I have not only made a bunch of flat earthers my bitch, some of them you look up to, I imagine, but, you know, who the fuck are you? Like, seriously, who the actual fuck are you to think that you can just, you know, tell me, oh, well, Red has to do this, otherwise I'm not going to debate him. Then don't debate me, you piece of shit. Fuck off. Go ahead, tuck your tail and fuck right off like many other flat earthers have in the past, because you don't know how the fuck to defend your bullshit. Go ahead, run away. Show everyone right here, right now, just how big of a puss cake you are. Fuck off. Just fuck off.
Tell me how you really feel there, Reds. You're kind of like holding back. I'm sensing you're having a reservation here and you're being a little subtle and coy. Can you be a little more direct so he understands?
If I'm going to be a little bit more direct, you're going to get demonetized.
Yeah, nobody wants that. All right, let's see what Scotty has to say. Just we'll gloss through it real quick.
Wait. Maybe I should slow that down a bit.
Yeah, no, I was going to say fine. Maybe he doesn't sound too far off.
Yeah, I watch most of these videos.
I had no idea what he's saying. Scotty Storm here. I've been recently talking to Carl from the Non-Sequitur Show. We've been having a debate against Fred Rederick this Saturday, but next Saturday after, at 9:30 p.m. American time,
essentially, there's two things I want to feel from Red Rederick first. First one, off the field. You can see my face. You know I'm genuine. You know, I'm not hiding. The second one is, I swear on my life, my family's life, my parents' lives, my friends' lives, my pets' lives, everyone I've ever cared about and loved, past and present, my entire being, my entire soul, on the fact that the Earth is a flat, stationary plane. It's a realm.
Oh, my. Okay. Oh, my.
He just killed his entire family. Red. I'm so sorry. My condolences.
You know, I've been the Flat Earth Movement for a while. Yeah. You know, long the most, and he's one hell of a piece of work. You know, one of the most dishonest and disingenuous blokes living here in your life. Now, the reality of the situation is on him to put his face where his mouth is. On him to show himself. And I want him to swear on his own life and everyone who's ever cared about love, like I have, and his family, his friends, etc. That he believes we live in a round spinning ball, that he believes in the heliocentric model of reality. Okay? Because I'm done with debating and the argument of agents and disinformation agents. He's clearly one of them. He's been around as long as I have. And you've worked this out. You know, most globe believers are faceless keyboard warriors. Most of them don't even show their face. You know, which is very chin,
okay,
very sus.
That's enough.
If you're honest about your opinions and your beliefs.
The funny thing is,
yes.
Yeah.
He said that most globe believers don't show their face, and I can't name many. Flat Out Hero is actually one of the only people that I've seen come on here and show their face. Not that that matters. It doesn't matter if you show your face or not. It's what you if you accept evidence or not. It has nothing to do with the fact that whether you are behind an avatar or whether you put yourself on camera. If the avatar doesn't expose how big of an idiot some people can be or how much somebody knows. So just because he started out saying that Reds doesn't show his face or whatever, that is not at all up for the issue. It has nothing to do with the shape of the planet. Reds being on camera or not does not affect what shape the Earth is. And that's what we want to talk about. So, I mean, that him putting that as a condition is just him trying to weasel out of getting on here and being made to look foolish.
The same. And you have we actually have a saying for that. It's called pulling a Jaren. And the reason why we call it that is because that's exactly the same type of bullshit that Jaren tried to pull for 2 fucking years. He would always make that condition for debate. And if I didn't show my face, because somehow that's important, he would refuse to debate me. And he refused to debate me for 2 years. And now we all saw why. Because the very moment the douchebag actually showed up and did a debate, which was featured on the Non Sequitur show on Friday the 13th, he got his ass handed to him to the point where even other flat earthers were like, dude, what the fuck? This is the actual reason why people didn't want to debate me. Not because I didn't show my face. And by the way, I don't show my face for many reasons. Partially is because I like you guys too much and I don't want to go to jail. You know, just throwing that out.
It's a safety consideration. I mean, we do appreciate it. I unfortunately have seen you, what you actually look like, and I don't wish that upon anybody. So I completely understand your reasoning. I don't want to be held liable for any kind of, you know, like, eye damage that is incurred by anybody that actually looked upon you. So I get it.
The Non Sequitur show would get sued into oblivion, and I just don't want to do that to you guys.
Just liability and safety, people.
So nobody can look nobody like out Kyle. There. No one out there. This is shocking. No flat earther out there to come in and defend their model.
Weren't they a bunch of flat earthers in the live chat from the last broadcast?
Yeah.
Talking
Not a peep now. Okay. Not a peep now.
Chirp. Chirp.
That's so sad. Listen.
I don't care.
Don't go around trying to run your mouth and talking shit if you're a flat earther. I'm going to laugh at the flat earthers from now on. This is just pathetic. Nobody out there. The last live chat was full of people talking shit. Not a peep now.
Well, if you really want to cause a shitstorm, I have a suggestion, and I cannot believe I'm actually doing this. Oh, for fuck's sake. Okay. Let me just enjoy what little bit of sanity I have left. And it's gone. Okay. There's a guy who probably has a live stream right now going on. There's two of them, actually. There's Bro Sanchez, who usually has a 24-hour stream going. And there's also a guy called Odd TV, ODD TV. And both of those usually have 24-hour live streams where it's just the gathering of the stupid 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days of year. If anyone wants to go over to those live streams and inform them that Red's Rhetoric, the one and only, would be more than happy to speak to any one of those fucking idiots, go ahead and pass on the message and watch as this live stream goes from a dumpster fire to a dumpster fire on top of a train wreck.
Now, I got to make sure that you're asking, you're doing a call out right now, live, into our audience as a call to action to have them go over and invite any one of them to come over and have a conversation with you. And this is you want them literally to invade their channel, ODD TV or Brother Sanchez. By the way, both of them know me quite well, especially Brother Sanchez. Brother Sanchez would be great. But so that's what you're advocating for. You want them to go invade another live feed right now to have them in their live chat, tell them that you're willing to have a conversation with any one of them. Correct.
Correct. Right, I would now like to talk to somebody new. So that means I don't want to talk to Jaronism. I don't want to talk to Flat Out Hero. I don't want to talk to anybody that I've already owned previously. So I've owned Jaronism. Right. I've owned Flat Out Hero. I've owned Southern Israelite. I don't want to talk to anybody that I've already owned. I would like to own somebody else, please. And also, there's this other guy that I've never spoken to. His name is Allegedly Dave, I guess his name is. Mm-hmm. And
Allegedly Dave.
I would like to also talk to that guy. That would be nice.
He's in England.
He's been on here twice.
Yeah, but that would be a time differential because he's in England. He's at arrows ahead of me, so.
Yeah, it shouldn't matter because since he's on the Flat Earth, time zones don't exist, so give him a ring. Yeah. But there are preferences that I would like to be followed. My preference is to talk to Allegedly Dave, Eric Dubay, the actual owners of Odd TV. That would be fucking nice. I would also like to talk to Bro Sanchez or any one of his nut huggers. I really don't give a shit at this point. I will talk to Bob for Glowbusters. I mean, I already own Jaronism, but I can also make Jaronism's bitch my bitch, if you know what I mean.
Do you know the three people I want to see you? Oh, actually, four. I have four names that I don't think you've ever even talked to that where's my knowledge. So these are the four that I would, if we could ever get, because they just run away every time. Matter of fact, one of them even blocked me when I did a video about her. Orphan Red, Patricia Steele, Mark Sargent, or Eric Dubay. Bring me one of those for you. Have you talked to any of those four?
I have talked to Orphan Red, but very briefly. When that big titted bitch decided to say that I didn't know the scientific method, and I laughed at her.
Red's Awake Souls in the live chat just said that you didn't mention them because they owned you last time.
Yeah. Hey, question. This is completely irrelevant, Kyle. Completely irrelevant. But on the little vote thing, did Awake Souls actually present a model that comported to reality? What was the percentage that said no? It was like 98%, right?
Correct.
All right. So 98% said that they suck donkey dick and shouldn't be mentioned. So there you go.
Yeah.
That's pretty sad when Flat Earthers even admitted that he didn't present a model. So,
okay. So, you guys go get, go search Brother Sanchez or OddTV or any of those names that he will linger here for about 15 minutes waiting for somebody to come in and pick up the challenge. But so far, a lot of Flat Earthers in the last chat talking shit, but I don't see that happening now.
I would very much like to go up against like Flat Earth Other Hot Potatoes, who's I guess that's Patricia. I would love to go up against I would love to go up against Mark Sargent. I would very much like to go up against all of these heavy hitters in Flat Earth, but unfortunately they already know who I am, and that's why they fuck off every fucking time.
Oh, they're scared because, to death of you.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I mean, like, hey, you know, you guys like to claim that you have this Flat Earth shit down. Bring it on. And I'll make you my bitch just like I made Jaronism. Just like I made, you know, Southern Israelite. You know, and or I could do worse and do what I did to Awake Souls to you guys, make you even lower than my bitch.
I watched this video the other day of the 40 flat earth women or something like that. I had Patricia Steele and some other people on there that somebody had sent me, and I lost literally whatever hope I had for humanity. I'm like, I will never have sex with a woman again if this is the quality of woman that's out there. I swear to God, they were beyond stupid. 40 of them. 40. They found 40 women to talk about flat earth. I how does that even happen, man? And Patricia Steele was, of course, one of them. I mean, she's the most articulate of all of them, by the way. I mean, so if she's the best they got, that's pretty goddamn scary, because I'm sorry. Orphan Red has nothing upstairs. But real quick, the Broj Sanchez live channel is live. They have 250 people watching. It's called Do Our Votes Really Have the Power to Change Society, to Vote or Not to Vote, Open Debates. So they are live right now. So if you're going to go over there, that's the one to actually find somebody that to bring over. Oh, Shinobi's over there, by the way.
There's a guy in the live chat now named the Mind of God. So if we don't, have you heard of him, Brits?
Never.
He's got a hold on. Let me pull this back up. He's got a.
I'd like to know who can claim to know the mind of God.
He has a. Let me see what he said. He's got a. He has a master's in electrical engineering from Rice University. So
cool.
He said he wants to debate if nobody pops up. Stand by.
Don't know who the hell he is, but sure.
Stand by. You know him? God.
It sounds familiar. I mean, I know what monistic idealism is, which is actually you're living in the mind of God. But this actually sounds like a YouTuber that I think I may have ran across before. That sounds really familiar. Let me see if I can find them.
This isn't like some shock of God bullshit, right?
That's what I'm kind of wondering.
Debbie's.
Oh God, could we get shock of God?
Debbie's gonna end it. I don't think. You see, shock of God is stupid, but I don't think he's flat earth or stupid. That's a totally different quality of stupid.
A different level. That's true.
Yeah, different. Well, that's kind of unfair. I mean, Shock of God is like the Twix bar of stupid, while flat earthers are more like Kit Kats. They're both good and or bad in their own way, but they're different.
I gotta ask you: is this a Kit Kat with the hyphen or the Kit Kat without a hyphen? Because I don't know what quantum. There's no. It's Kit Kat doesn't have a hyphen.
Guys, so you are breaking in a different quantum breaking news, Steve. I'm getting word that Debbie is trying to enter the call.
Oh, fuck my life.
Debbie, can you hear us?
No, she can't.
I'm so sorry, Reds.
I'm going to go take a shit real quick. I'm going to bring the phone with me.
You should do that.
But
you notice he thought Kit Kat has a hyphen. Kit Kat doesn't have a hyphen. Clearly the Mandela effect, because, you know, most people think for some reason it has a hyphen. It never had a hyphen. It was always just Kit Kat. But,
and there's people that think the Earth is flat, but the flat Earth doesn't exist, so.
Hey, can I put a shout out to a special friend, Rihanna? I want to wave hi to her. She's from Blog Talk Radio. She has a political show on there that she wants to put out there in the live chat. So, hi, Rihanna. It's been a long while. Come back to the GDC, and we miss you. Shout out to her.
We'll try, let's see. Any chance that we can get somebody other than Debbie? Because that would be perfect. I would rather end this night without blowing my brains out.
I'm not seeing your Dave says she's trying to connect, but it's not coming through. But Mind of God, if you're listening still, email me at live@nonsecshow.com. That's NONSEQ show.com. And I'll send you the link.
Southern Israelite is also in the live chat.
Yippee.
They said non-sequiturs, a bunch of clowns in their live chat on the other thing over there. A bunch of people went over there to try to find somebody. They said we're a bunch of clowns. Well, that could be, but you know what? We're clowns that have an audience, so come over and show us to be the clowns we are. I'm up for that anytime.
Yeah, right? So this just in, text message from Jared. You're getting Debbie? ? Ha! ! Have fun, Dick. Winky face.
Yeah, he's not going to let you down if it happens. I wouldn't expect him to.
Yeah, I wouldn't. Yeah. The fact is, it's like, oh yeah, I like the way Athens plays it. Yeah, Southern Strawman? Absolutely not. I'm not going to debate Southern Strawman because he can't seem to understand that I, Red, am not the same as, oh, I don't know, Galileo, Newton, anyone else that you fucking reference in books. Just because you can read a lot does not mean that you can actually go against my arguments. You tend to kind of ignore them outright, so what's the point of even talking to you? It's like me talking to a fucking wall.
Yep. That's true.
I mean, that's why, you know, it's like when all right, we
Brother
also
Sanchez
have that...
said he would come. Brother Sanchez said he awesome. Would come.
Oh,
all right. Can we get a hallelujah, Dave? Can we get a hallelujah?
Here's the thing, guys. Whoever's talking, whoever just put that in the live chat and is over there in that live chat, give him my email address. It's live@nonsecshow.com, nonsecshow.com, and tell him to email me and I'll send him the link.
Does this mean I have time to take a shit?
Yes.
Okay.
Although you could have just messaged me, dude. You didn't have to like broadcast, you know, broadcast.
Yeah, I don't think you need to go anywhere for that. I mean, just do it. Just have at it.
Already on it. Okay.
Oh. So,
you know, I don't understand why it's so hard to get a flat earther in here. You know, I've only been doing this shit for about 3 years. Okay, there it goes. And
I feel like this is like an invasion of privacy or something with you.
Just shut up. You know you like it. So, yeah, just you know. Yeah. Ah, God damn it. I have a clinger.
Please, is that what they're calling Debbie? Somebody get that to Brother Sanchez before
don't call Debbie a clinger. That's just wrong. Debbie's not that bad. Okay, well.
No, Debbie's all right. We like Debbie here. Right.
Sure, let's go with that.
Let's see. Okay, all right. Let's test out that density. Oh, God. Okay, good.
Oh, man. Please, somebody. Brother Sanchez, please hurry. Okay. Here's my email address in the live chat. Send this over to Brother Sanchez.
Kyle, I have a question. If you have no toilet paper, what do you do?
You go get some.
You know what? Fuck it. No. Here's what you do. You use the sock because you can just slip that over your hand and just dig deep and go to work. All right.
I am not comfortable with where this is going right now. This is
This took a turn for the worse.
This is just bizarre.
I was relax, I'm wiping.
Oh man.
All right.
I picked a bad time to quit drinking.
There's my email address, guys, in the live chat. Send that over to him, and I'm standing by with ready to send him the link. Brother Sanchez, haven't you talked to him before?
I have talked to Bro Sanchez before, but I would be lying to you if I told you it was an actual conversation. It was more of him just not shutting up. Brother Sanchez, I literally did not get a word in. I literally never got a word in with Bro Sanchez. So you guys are apt to be on your game when it comes to letting someone else talk that isn't him.
We got a mute button, but he says that he's going to need a couple of people from his crew. I said, bring them.
Oh, yeah, for fuck's sake. All right. Can I bring a few people from my crew then?
Sure. We are your crew. Fuck off. Yeah, go ahead. Okay, yeah, bring it. Well, you know what? Well, if you can get AT2 in here, that'd be great. And George.
So I can hear. No, I'm only going to need one other person. Okay. I'm literally only going to need one other person. And I would like to invite one of two people. I would like to invite Conspiracy Cats onto the stream. Or I would like to invite this little fuckface that keeps on texting me by name of Jared.
Yeah, we'll let Jared. What the hell, right?
Yeah. So hang on one second.
George, and he knows I have a hard time with last name. Newcheck. He does it. I can't pronounce his last name, unfortunately. But George, everybody knows George. We love George. He's a brilliant, brilliant, brilliant engineer. He has some of the best math videos out there. He actually wants me to make an announcement that he's wanting to call out Bob Nodal to have a discussion with him on his claimed engineering credentials. So if Bob Nodel, that's KNODEL.
Yo,
Conspiracy Cats is up, and he says that he's in. So.
On Zoom or something else?
No. All right, listen, fuckface. You're the one that keeps on texting me saying, oh, you're going to laugh at me and shit like that. Well, first of all, I'm going to say fuck you. Second of all, I'm going to say, are you going to get your ass into this call if I were to send you a link if Conspiracy Cats doesn't show up?
Dude, I'm sitting at my computer and I heard it as it was transmitted on air and started laughing. So I just need the word.
You just need the word. So Bird's the word, right? All right, I knew I could count on you.
Conspiracy
Cats
is in.
So in that case, go fuck yourself. Bye, love you.
So, okay.
Wow.
Or did you give the same link that you gave to Debbie to Conspiracy Cats?
I can do that.
That was funny. I don't know what's going on here, but whatever it is, it's going to be.
Well, I need to figure out where. I'll send that link to Conspiracy Cats, but we need. Brother Sanchez and those people to.
Yeah, and by the way, I do agree with Jared. You are an asshole, Reds.
Let's see. This just in: something that's totally obvious was just stated.
Newsworthy, right?
Redundancy. Because someone had to state the obvious.
All right, so Conspiracy Cats has a link now. Now we just need... what's going on with Brother Sanchez?
I have no fucking clue. Apparently, there's a lot of people in the live chat that says that he's coming.
Apparently, yeah. I'm talking to our unofficial secretary, Lookapig, here. Sanchez wants to know if he can stream his channel.
No.
I don't care. I mean, stream both of it, like both.
No,
shows?
No. He wants to stream his channel on your channel.
No.
He wants to stream
from his own perspective, separate from our stream.
I don't care.
Yeah, I don't see why that's a big deal. If he wants to come in and stream on his end to his own channel, why does that matter?
I'm actually slightly confused. So he's asking to dual stream it.
Basically,
he wants to restream. Oh. Yeah, he just wants to be able to come in here. He'll stream it on his end of his channel, so he doesn't lose his viewers. I can understand that.
Yeah, I don't care.
People watch this. People watch his. It's fine. I don't see that would be a problem.
Yeah, that's fine.
Cross the streams, baby. We're gonna be crossing the streams. This has never happened before on this show. We were told never to cross streams.
You're seeing it live, America, and the rest of you crazy people in the other parts of the planet that. Are staying up for some madness.
You guys are a lot nicer than I am because I would have just told them to get bent. No, I get all the viewers. I get all the viewers. They're all mine.
Yeah, well, I mean, I don't, to me, the action is worth the conceding just to put it on, let him stream it.
There he is.
It's fine.
We do this for educational purposes.
Okay.
Not
educational purposes, right? Okay.
That's the biggest load of shit. I tried saying it with a straight face. What do you want? Okay, it was giving me a worthy effort.
Right. So anyway, can I go ahead and make an announcement? If you if you guys actually want to see something interesting, Rocket Lab is about to launch their Electron rocket out of New Zealand. So they're currently live streaming right now. If you want to see that, put it in a separate tab or watch it later. Anyway, it's good shit. The Electron rocket is badass because, and this is true, it runs on batteries. So top that shit.
Ooh, is this going to be, what's it, when it, what about the EM drive? We got to get that going.
Oh, hells yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So good luck to Rocket Lab, have a good launch, and I will be watching afterwards.
Okay, Dave, what are we? How are we looking at on the Brother Sanchez end?
You need a link.
Says he's on his way. Zypher says he's on. Brother Sanchez is on his way.
Okay. Well.
Tell him to drive safely.
I don't know how to give him a link. I'll give it to you for him, because right now there is no link.
He's going to have to contact Kyle on his email, live@nonsexshow.com. That's live@nonsexshow.com. So sec with a Q, nonsexshow.com.
This is going to be a great shit show, guys.
I'm excited.
Please tell me we're going to cut out most of this nonsense on the final one.
Can we do that?
I hope to fucking God that you can.
There's a limited ability to edit now in the beta, but it so far what I've seen, it only allows you to trim. But
who are we? How many people are watching right now?
715. 715 on our end, and about 300 on theirs. Well, actually 138.
All right, Dave. Let's do this, Dave. Can we move? Can you shrink Red's avatar and move Conspiracy Cats into the big window and let them kind of share a little space over there, so that we'll have a open spot for Brother Sanchez.
Get us nice and close. Get us nice and close.
And his people
want to cuddle.
It's right now. Conspiracy Cats is behind the flat Earth podium.
Yeah, we don't need that shit. Get him the fuck over to the right side.
And I'm lower than the flat Earth. So what does that tell you?
You're right where you are. You're right where
is that
you're
something
supposed
subliminal
to be.
That Kyle did? Yeah, exactly.
I imagine so.
You're right where you're supposed to be.
And Brother Sanchez,
you're
if
right
you are listening, I need you to email me. So far, I do not have an email from you. So as soon as you email
while
me,
you guys
I will
are
give
figuring
you
that shit out. While you guys are figuring that shit out, Conspiracy Cats, how's life on our beautiful round Earth?
No, it's good, mate. It's good. How are you doing? You all right?
I'm doing all right. You know, just chilling, sitting back. I just got done taking a shit, so that was nice. So
you feel better?
Oh, I feel much better. Oh man, when you've been holding it in all day and you just let it go, oh man.
Rez, I thought we had determined that we're going to call you taking a flurfer from now on. What happened with that?
Well, unfortunately, I tried that, but it was actually already there was a copyright violation with taking a G-man, so I didn't want to pay the court fees.
That's true. There's liability issues there.
Yes, exactly. So I tried. I did. Their lawyers contacted my lawyers, and they were like, "Yo, cut that shit out." And I was like, "Okay, I'll do it. Fine, whatever." Not my decision.
As I think, by the way, he actually is going flat just between you and I.
To the surprise of literally fucking nobody.
Predicted. What can I say?
Yep. All right. So apparently, once you see a lot of people in the live chat spamming the phrase flat power, you know that you got them.
Well, he's emailing me you now, Kyle. So you should have his email, and then Dave will get him in here.
Conspiracy Cats, they want you to sing the Chemtrail song.
Hey, you know what? I better not, because when I sung it on my channel, it got my got the video demonetized. I didn't get any money for that video.
We just streamed with Reds taking a shit live. So if that doesn't demonetize us, nothing will. Chemtrails is the least of our.
The only thing that can demonetize us and give us a strike is if we ever saw his face. That would actually probably take us down. Yeah.
Well, I'll get my ukulele out and give it a strum later on. It's about 3 hours from breakfast time here, so the kids are asleep, so I can't be too loud.
See, I don't buy it. On a flat Earth, it should be about the same time. It should be like the exact same time over there, right? So it's the sun's
it looks
up
like the flat Earthers have arrived. Oh, goody, goody, goody. Where have y'all been?
In mass. We missed you guys.
We've been waiting for you all afternoon or all evening.
Okay, so that song's not going to work.
All right, I've got it.
What song can we sing in the meantime that won't get us demonetized?
I've got his email right
just
here.
About every song is copyrighted. Let me throw this out there real quick. So, by the coming over, to our mods, have a little bit of leeway because we are going to have a lot of flurfers come over, you know, unless they say something that's extremely, extremely pejorative or racist, give them some leeway. Don't be timing people out.
I'll just say
like
racist. I'll just say racist. Like if they're –
Yeah, racist. Yeah, pejorative is fine. Let me say what the fuck they want. Just no racist shit. Other than that, I don't give
fucking got it.
Let them talk shit about Reds all they want. It's great. We don't mind.
Here it is. When you hear the sound of thunder, don't you get too scared. Just grab your thunder buddy and say these magic words. Fuck you, thunder. You can suck my dick. You can't get me, thunder, because you're just God's farts.
What the hell is happening?
Reds
is finally cracked, I think.
Yeah, I'm done. Sorry, guys.
All right. Brother Sanchez, I sent you the link, so you should have that.
That thin thread of sanity I was holding on to is now unraveled and just broke.
I just sent you the join link, Brother Sanchez. All right.
Jeez. Hey, I told you it was going to be a clusterfuck. Did I not say it was going to be a clusterfuck? And I was right. It's going to be a clusterfuck. So there you go. I literally pulled a name out of my ass, and there you go, right there.
It was a good idea. I actually want to thank Scotty for not showing up because I think this is going to be even better.
Fuck Scotty. I've been waiting for
this. Bro Sanchez actually had blocked me in his live chat for some strange reason when I was only over there asking them for a model. And for some reason, I guess asking them for a model is considered bannable.
I don't think they have one. Maybe that's why they banned you, because they don't have a flat earth model.
We're gonna start a new slate tonight. All of that old shit
love. Just love. Everybody love. Namaste. Come on, Bro Sanchez, I love you.
Namaste. Peace to the panel. We appreciate y'all inviting us. We're respectful and overstanding globe head drama. Let's go. Let's go. We're ready. Let's go.
There you go, brother. We agree. Let's do it. Make it happen. This is the showdown. This is like Reds never... going against one of your guys' best. I mean, this is like no joke stuff.
I wouldn't say that he's the best. Like I said, just be ready to use that mute button, because he tends to not ever shut up.
Yeah, and we're going to be fair,
Sergeant.
We're going to be fair.
He would, but then he never got back to me.
I just sent you that email, Brother Sanchez. You're saying that nobody sent you. Yeah, that's where I sent it. I'll send it again. I'm sending it again right now.
God damn it, Awake Souls. You sure do love to suck your own dick. My God.
What is he doing? Sending you messages?
No, he's like, oh, I can destroy this. I can destroy that. We're awesome in every way. Conceivable. It's like, wow, sucking your own dick so hard. Isn't pride supposed to be a sin?
Check your Brother Sanchez, check your spam folder too, just in case it went there. But I sent it to you twice now, so you should have that.
If that doesn't work, you can try sending it to my email for some reason, and I can send him a link.
I don't know why it wouldn't go to him. I'm just getting an email from Southern Israelite. Subject is, debate me, bitch. Red Rhetoric needs to feel my wrath again. Oh, man.
Where is he? Where is he?
So, is he just not figuring out your email? I'm
getting so many emails now from flat earthers. Ross Thatcher will defend flat earth.
Just first come first serve.
My inbox is literally blowing the hell up right now.
I'm glad it was your meal email, not mine. Yeah.
Look, dick in hand, right about now. Let's do this, okay? I'm about to become flaccid, and this is not good for anybody.
He's whipping it out, and just needs a little attention to it.
Exactly. Give it something. I mean. Now here's the thing. I do like conspiracy cats, but I don't think he can do it for me. So, you know, we need some stimulation on this stream.
I thought I was what you
needed. I gotta tell you, Reds. Conspiracy listen, Cats was listen, working Kyle, for me last time.
Kyle, like yes. I said, we had a moment. We were in bed. We were doing fine. And then I rolled over, and there was your fucking iPhone. And I just immediately was like, nope, nope, nope. Yeah, get the can't fuck out. Nope. Can't get past that. That's a turnoff.
That's immediate a deal turnoff. Breaker.
That is yeah. a deal breaker right there.
Brother
could
Sanchez,
do it.
I've not received any emails in any folders. Okay, Brother Sanchez, look, I'm going to send it to you on Twitter. All right? check your... Follow me on Twitter, Brother Sanchez. Non-sex show. I'll send it to you there.
You got about 20 minutes to talk, too, because aren't you doing At Homies at 11?
Well, apparently it's going to be fucking delayed.
Yeah, it's going to be delayed. It'll follow as soon as this is over, and we'll continue the conversation. So make sure that you guys...
What I can't understand is why can't he email you first, Kyle? I mean, the live at nonsexual.com, and he can email you, and then you just reply to it. It's not complicated there, Brother Sanchez, but I think we can do it. Come on.
Listen, Steve, what the fuck are you talking about? You know good goddamn well that flat earthers will always have an issue with clicking a goddamn link or receiving it via email.
It's always Brother Sanchez, there is my email in the live chat now. You email me and I'll send it right over to you.
At this point, first come, first serve. Get any of these fuckheads in. You said that your inbox was blowing up. Bring them on. Just bring them on.
By the way, when we're doing the hate reds, have we ever figured out if we ever found a flat earther that had any kind of PhD in any kind of like physics or anything like that? Is there even one, just one, that we could get a hold of that is literally somebody
who has a half a degree? There isn't one that even has a high school fucking diploma.
See, that's what I don't get. I could find young Earth creationists that have PhDs, right? I mean, I talked to Humphreys. I was mentioned in the Journal of Creation this particular month by Dr. Humphreys. I mean, I've talked to Dr. Austin. I've talked to Tompkins. We talked to them, a lot of PhDs, right? I can't find one PhD that accepts the Earth is flat. That tells you how much of a minority position it is, because even the young Earth creationists that have PhDs go, no, we're not going that level dumb. So I'm just kind of curious. If you ever find anybody finds a PhD, hopefully in physics or some related field, that is a flat earther, please bring it to my attention, because I'm sure Reg would love that.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Flat earth math for the win.
Yeah, right.
I've gotten word that he does have the link now. So,
Conspiracy Cats question.
Yep.
On a scale of 1 to totally fucked, what are Bro Sanchez's or any of his crew's chances of clicking a link?
Not looking good, mate. Not looking good.
I thought so.
Hey, can y'all hear me or see me?
Yes. Oh, wow, that is an echo. Holy shit.
That's okay. We can work with it. Yo, brother.
Yeah, how y'all doing today, gentlemen?
Good, man.
Yeah,
how are you?
I'm just in the
hallway.
Yeah, it's reverb.
I don't have any. Why am I getting reverb from y'all? Is that something that I'm doing on my end, or what's the problem?
You're fine.
It's okay. No, it's okay. Yeah, it's just.
Are you
it's
going
just
on camera,
acoustics.
Brother Sanchez, or are you or just audio?
You know what? I'm actually on a webcam, so yeah, I'm actually got the microphone going through the webcam. But if you want, I can change webcam.
No, I just can't see you. I didn't know if you were wanting to be on camera or not. You're not coming up. Dave, do you see him on your end?
Yeah, I do. I'm actually mapping his green screen in now.
Okay, yeah. 1 second, nice. We'll have you on camera. All right. Let me just, since you're here, let me just say, there you go. There he is.
There
all right,
you go.
Thank you for popping in, Brother Sanchez. We're going to put you in the window here. You said you wanted to bring somebody from your crew as well. Did you have anybody else that you wanted to get a link to?
Well, I already gave them the link, so they should be coming shortly.
Okay. That's the thing. Hold on. That's the thing. That link can only be used by you. We have to give each individual person a link. So I need to send you the link for the other people that you want to bring in. Because if they try to come in on that same link, it's going to kick you off.
Okay. So cool. you could just send me an email with the additional link. And that person, they are tuned into the show right now, so I'm pretty sure they heard you and they know to use the other link and not the one that I gave them.
Okay. Since we've got there's four of us, or there's four of you going to be kind of talking. The only thing that we ask, we're going to give you all the time that you need to say whatever you need to. We're going to be fair in that regard. Steve and I we're not going to say anything while you are talking. We're just here to moderate, make sure it stays on track. We'll save our stuff towards the end, but just make sure that you guys don't step over each other. When the other person's talking, just let them finish out their thought, because it comes out, garbled and the audience can't understand what they're saying. So as long as you guys do that, then we'll all be good. Cool.
And I got to tell you, Brother Sanchez, that the background we have for you right now with that chair, it works. It actually, I like that. You're kind of like floating in space above the earth, and it looks pretty badass, actually. Got the microphone right there from the podium. Yeah.
Yeah.
I actually really like that. Yeah. It's pretty tight.
It just shows how easy, you can just get the space,
Exactly. I've been saying that for ages, man. You jump up high enough and just like wait for the earth to move out of its position, and you're in space, right? That's it. Simple.
So let's go ahead and get started then. Bunch of people watching, and I guess Reds, do you want to begin, or do you want to let Brother Sanchez go?
Brother Sanchez can go first, or Conspiracy Cast can go first. It's perfectly fine with me.
All right, Brother Sanchez, do you want to just start us out and tell us why the Earth's not a globe?
Well, I just want to start by saying that the one thing about science is it's based upon facts. And anytime I'm led to theoretical concepts or anything founded on beliefs, then I can't conclude on it. So with that being said, I'll go ahead and answer your question. The reason why the Earth is not a globe is because there's not enough substantial evidence to prove that it's a globe. Everything that would support the globe is theoretical, it's not factual. Try to show up at court with theoretical evidence, you'll never reach a verdict. So that's kind of in a nutshell one of my reasons for taking the stand that I take today with Flat Earth, but I'm willing to move on to something else if I come across information that challenges my current paradigm. I'm not just some guy that's locked into anything. I'm on a journey to of trying to uncover the truth.
All right, Ritz or Conspiracy Cats? Sure. And by the way, Brother Sanchez, I sent you the other link if you want to give that to your partner.
Okay, thanks.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, I want to know what evidence will actually be accepted. Will an actual picture of curvature, give you enough to go on? Would mathematical equations that can be demonstrated in reality be enough to go on? Would showing you the impossibility of a flat earth be enough to go on by showing the inherent contradictions that are within that model? Because I can go to Soundly's observation on Lake Pontchartrain, and you can see direct observation of curvature. I can also show you the angular size of the sun, which is impossible on a flat Earth. I can also show you the many horizon observations that we have done, with ships disappearing over the horizon, zooming in further, and not seeing the ship return back, as many flat Earthers claim it will do. So what evidence will you actually accept? Because when it comes to evidence, we have a catalog built up over 3 years showing direct observation of curvature, and still nothing is satisfactory to you. So what would you actually accept besides us booking a Blue Origin craft and launching past the Karma line?
Well, the only thing that I will accept personally is personal observation and research. I think we live in a day where too many people think that believing the research of scientists make them a scientist. And in my opinion, believing other people just make you a believer. So I think we should all be proactive in doing our own research, just like you said. I commend you for that, which I've done my own research that showed me contrary to everything you just said. Boats don't go over a curve on a horizon. I've proven that in many videos. So when you ask me, what can you show me? You will have to show me something that make me deny my own senses, because I go to the beach every year. We go to San Diego, and I got a telescope, and I got some good binoculars over here too. But I mainly use those binoculars, and I picked the ship right back up. I got different cameras that I film with. I'm able to zoom in and pick it up. I'm never zooming in on a ball of earth water. I mean, so that's just one thing about the boats. Like, that's going to be hard for you to, you know, kind of combat, you know, because I'm actually at the beach myself zooming back in on a boat that I just saw vanish, you know, that you would say just went over a curve, but I'm able to zoom back in on it. This is personal research. Now, you said your research is contrary to that. Hey, man, all I can say is good for you. I can see why you're a globalist. I don't see how we're getting two different results. I just don't.
Yeah, the reason why I think that that it's not going to go anywhere because of what you just said. You said that you're not going to accept anything other than personal observation. So basically, unless you do the observation yourself, nothing I do, nothing I say, nothing I show you is going to convince you. Is that what I'm hearing?
Not necessarily. You know, when I say personal observation, you can show me something right now, and I can personally just accept it and say, you know what, even though I wasn't there to do it, I think this is legit, and I'm going to run with it because I think he's got a point. He's debunking what I'm saying or what I see. I'm not going to argue. If you can do that, then I'm not going to be a dickhead and be like, well, he's wrong just because I didn't do it. But I'm saying you would have to do it, not just say it. I mean, you would have to do it. So that we can get into that part. But no, it's not that I got to per se do it. But even if you were to do that and show you the information and I agree with you, it still wouldn't make it factual on my end. It'll just make it where I'm believing you. That's all. I would have to still do it on my end for it to really be a fact in my reality. Okay. You know?
Then what would it take for you to get down to Louisiana and go to like Pontchartrain, where we have the Flat Earther camera of choice, both of them, Nikon P900 and a Nikon P1000 and a few telescopes, and you can directly see curvature. If you were to go down there and you were to see the Lake Pontchartrain Causeway curving with the Earth as it does in reality, which anyone can verify for themselves, would you then accept that the Earth is indeed not flat and curved?
100%. If I was to actually go down to Lake Pontchartrain and see through your camera and do all that good stuff, yes. But here's the thing, though. When you really just sit down and think about that from a reasonable perspective, you know, without taking the trip, look at what we're saying. We're saying we can see this curvature from the ground at a little lake, when we're also being taught that we got to get up so damn high to see the curvature. I mean, the Earth will have to be very small for us to see curvature on the ground from a lake. When you think, like, you know, what are we saying? A ball that's 24,000 miles in diameter, and I can go to a little lake and see the curvature standing up on the ground. You don't think that's a little mathematically ridiculous?
No, I don't, because the one good thing about the Lake Pontchartrain observation was that it was actually virtually modeled with the assumed size and shape of our beautiful round Earth. And when you compare the computer renderings to what was actually observed, they match perfectly. So not only does this observation comport with reality because it was done in reality, but it also comports with the size and shape that the globe is asserted to be. So what we have is two things confirming each other perfectly. So actually, no, I don't see it as a crazy concept at all. I call it reality.
That's true. You know, a lot of people call Islam reality or Christianity to reality, Scientology reality. Heliocentrism has been the reality of many people for many years. It's not my reality. I don't hack you for it being your reality. One thing about flat Earth, it doesn't have to be proven. Only globe Earth have to be proven, because when I walk outside, I experience the earth flat. Only thing that'll make me say it's round is someone telling me it's round because, hey, I got in a rocket, I left the ground, and at this height, it starts to ball up, the horizon balls up. I never done that, but for many years, I believe people say they have. But the evidence that's been presented throughout the years have not been consistent. And upon second look, we see it's all just BS. If it wasn't, there wouldn't even be a flat earth movement. You know, we don't have a real picture or the curvature is reduced. Okay, well, cool, cool. You do. I don't. I'm still waiting on one on my end. Good, you know, salutes to you guys. But I will tell you this. It's just ridiculous because we're talking about something that's supposed to be factual. Like the word horizon is the root word of horizontal. Now, when a horizontal line starts to curve, it's no longer a horizon. And all I need to know is when does the ground outside that's flat? I mean, we know it's straight up flat as a pancake. I go to the beach every year. And that's one thing about the earth that is so beautiful to me, the 360-degree flatness of it all the way around, you know. And I would like to know at what height does that ground start to ball up, you know. And that magic number have not been consistent. We saw huge amounts of curvature at low heights and less amount of curvature at high heights. Like, how can that be consistent? And we see that it's the result of GoPro, CGI trickery, and all of this type of stuff. And it goes back to what I said earlier. I haven't went up there to see the earth turn into a ball, to see the ground beneath me, you know, start to ball up. I haven't been up high enough to observe that. So I would have to say I am believing the theories and observations of others that they have. And just so happened, all of those people happen to be Freemasons. So I don't choose to practice that belief anymore, but that's just my choice. I don't have anybody else.
We don't. I will go ahead and say that CGI is disingenuous, but can you go ahead and, David, go ahead and play that video for everyone? Because what we like to do is we like to let the flat earthers give us the parameters that we have to
Grandpa
go for.
Sally here.
And the flat earthers have always
like
said, Nikon P900, Nikon P900, Nikon P900.
This is how you do it.
Well, what you're seeing on your screen right now is what was shot with the flat earther camera of choice. This is not CGI. This is something that you can go out and observe for yourself. What you're seeing is a zoomed-in view with the Nikon P900 from the sixth story of a hotel room right next to Lake Pontchartrain, and that bridge is the Lake Pontchartrain Causeway. This is direct observation of curvature, no CGI. Also, when it comes to the claim that we don't have a real picture of Earth, allow me to draw your attention to a satellite called Himawari. It's not from NASA, it's from JAXA, the Japanese space agency. And it produces a picture that is 11,000 by 11,000 resolution every 10 minutes. And to give you some context on that, Pixar, literally the leaders in their industry when it comes to CGIing crap, they can only render one frame of 4K video every 30 minutes. So the processing power is simply impossible to match with what we're getting with JAXA. Also, another thing with JAXA. There is a video out there by a YouTube user by name of Wade's Underworld, and he was actually comparing his local weather to the observations that are being made by that satellite, and they match perfectly. And he did this for a few days, if not a few weeks, made a video comparing the observations to what was shown every 10 minutes on the Himawari satellite, and they matched perfectly. So not only is it at a resolution that would be impossible CGI, not only is it at an accuracy that literally anybody on that side of the planet can actually verify, which they have done multiple times, but it's at a quality that shows our beautiful round Earth in vivid detail. Why is Soundly's observation and the observation from that satellite not convincing to you?
Because it's not my observation, so it's convincing to the person that made the observation. That's quite simple. The things that's convincing to me are the things that convince me to go into Flat Earth. So if you would like to know those and deal with those, that'll probably be the more appropriate step to take, because I didn't see Soundly video. I don't know none of these guys you're talking about, never heard of them. And it wouldn't be convincing to me if I don't even know these guys. So, I mean, if you want to know what that means to Flat Earth.
No. But we go back to what I said previously. You just said, well, it's not necessarily the case that I will reject everything unless I do it myself. I just showed you all these things. And then your primary reason for rejecting all the things I gave you was because you didn't do it yourself. So I go back to my original question.
Hold on a second. That's not my reason for rejecting it. My reason for rejecting it is because, in my opinion, it still doesn't debunk my observations. And if you would like to see my observations now that you've given yours and we put them side by side, you can probably see why I'm making the conclusion that it's not substantial enough, because you haven't saw my stuff yet. I heard your arguments, but it's not convincing to me because you haven't heard mine. I think I got something more powerful than what you said, you know. It's a lot more simple, you know what I'm saying? So, I mean, until we see my side, we can't really conclude on nothing quite yet. Ain't that fair enough?
I would have to disagree that we can't conclude anything based on what we've seen so far. One thing we can conclude is that the assertion that we do not see curvature is false, because curvature is easily observed. I have done it. Soundly has done it. Multiple people have done it. Multiple people have made YouTube videos about it. This is not something that is so hard to do. You can actually see direct observation of curvature. So the assertion that the claim that we don't see curvature is categorically false by that.
So, exactly how do we see curvature? Like, what you're presenting are
by looking at it.
What you're presenting are the effects that would present themselves if curvature were to exist, but we don't see the actual doggone curvature. Like, you ever saw a basketball? We see the numbers that would support curvature. We see things converge on the horizon, but if you want to call that curvature, that's you. When I see street lights getting small in the distance, I know they're not going over a curve. I know that I can't see forever, and things get smaller in the distance as they converge on the horizon, just like the boats do when you're calling it curvature. They're not going over a curve. Now, am I able to screen share so I can finally make my argument, please?
Sure. Well, while they're getting that out, let me also say that
Let me explain to him how we're going to have to do that. It's kind of like we did it with GeoScriber, which, Dave, you were still moving that day. What you're going to have to do is join our Discord, and he's going to have to Dave, you're going to have to do it like a desktop capture for him to be able to see his screen. You know what I'm saying?
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, you're good. Go ahead.
I was going to say, if he want, you know, I can email him a picture right now. You know, and maybe that'll be quicker.
That'll work. Yeah, that'll work.
You can even just put a link in the chat if you want.
Because
in the chat, I
send a link.
Yeah, there's like a private chat for us, Brother Sanchez, in this call. You see that chat box over to the right of your screen? You can just put it in there.
Let me check. It's on my personal drive, so I'm gonna just send them an attachment if that's cool with y'all.
Okay, that's fine. Just email it to my email that I sent you the link on, and I'll forward it over to Dave.
Can I go over the streetlight thing now?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. The streetlight thing that you are referring to is the law perspective. As objects get further away from you, they will get smaller and smaller and smaller in your vision. Eventually, the available resolution of your eye will be insufficient to see the object again. That's not the result of curvature. That's just the result of objects getting further away from you. Unfortunately, the problem comes in when we don't see the object, or better yet, we only see part of an object, when there is more than enough angular resolution to work with. Case in point, Soundly did another test called a blink test. And I'm going to ask David to go ahead and play that right now, because what you will see with the blink test is very fascinating. You'll actually see a building that has more than enough angular resolution to work with, and yet we have half of it that is completely missing. Now, how do we know that there's half of it? Because we can do a comparison with the thing that we're blink testing against, which is the actual object itself. People are now seeing it right now on their screen, so they can see for themselves even more evidence of curvature. And this follows along the same concept that you were bringing up with the streetlights.
All right. Dave, I'm forwarding you Brother Sanchez's.
I'm going to also send you a link to play on YouTube as well. That's just a quick link you can go to.
Yeah, put that in the chat. Put that in the chat here in the call, that box off to your right.
Yeah, he thinks that what he just showed proves curvature. Like I said, we never physically, visually see curvature. We see small little pictures like that, and that's really not curvature. That's not curvature. But we'll talk about that. Now, let me go ahead and give you this video real quick.
Yeah, denying it does not make it not curvature, just so you know.
Well, no, it's not curvature. I mean, you even said it yourself. You said that when things disappear on a horizon, it's not curvature. And that's basically
what you said. No, that's not what I said. That's not what I said.
Okay.
What I said was what we are seeing is not the result of just perspective limiting our line of sight. What we're seeing here is an object with enough angular size to work with where we should see the object in full, and yet we don't, which means something external to law perspective is at play, i.e. curvature.
Okay, so let me explain how this works. All right, I just sent the link in that back chat. You want to play that video real quick? If you want, you can play it in double time. It's already 2 minutes, but we're going to play it fast just so we can show you a little, just a small little demonstration. Anybody? Uh-huh.
Give us 1 second. He's loading that up right now. Just give us 1 second.
No problem. And while we load that up, let me just see what we're about to look at. Is why things on the horizon vanish from the bottom up, okay? Because what Red Rhetoric just showed you is you lost the bottom part of a building. He said that's because of curvature. I said, nope, it's not because of curvature. It goes back to what I said. It's because of convergence. Your eyes are curved, but not the horizon. So your eyes will bend things. And you still don't know how your eyes work. You think it's curvature, you said. So I'm going to show you right now, right? That it's all a mirage, and what you're seeing is that the further away things go, the more of the bottom you lose. So what you're gonna see in this video that he's pulling up, if I can finish, what we're gonna see in the video that he's, okay. Yeah, whenever you pull it up, just hit play and let it roll, because I wanna, you can play mute with it too. I'm gonna talk over it.
Okay.
See, what's happening is this. If me and you was on a huge plane, right? And let's say we was laying down having a picnic. You laying down on the ground. And let's just say I started walking away from you out into the horizon on a huge plane. I would start to vanish from the feet up just like we see the sun. And if you put a quarter on a table and set up a camera and you move the quarter down the horizon, in that case, that would be the table. Go ahead and hit play on that, please. Hit play on that. I want it to play while I'm talking so I can make a point, and I'm going to pass the mic.
Playing now.
Yeah, hit play on that.
It's playing
now. Like Red Rhetoric said, denying something don't make it false. Now, this video is a great explanation of what happens on the horizon, and we can hit play on it real quick.
It is playing.
Oh, man, my bad. Let me check it out. I'm looking. Okay, cool. So, yeah, like I said, things vanish on the horizon from the bottom up, just like we see here, just like with the setting sun, just like the picture Red Rhetoric showed us where he showed you, you lost a little bit of the bottom of the building. That's because you're on a flat plane, and as things go far away from you, you lose more of the bottom of that thing. Like I said, if we was at a big plane and I walked away from you, I would start to vanish on the horizon from the bottom up too. You feel me? So it's simple stuff. I mean, you can say what you want about it. It's a simple demonstration that's way more simple. We could do the personal observation. We see this being played out and duplicated. Whereas on your behalf, we got to believe some superimposed, tricky little picture that I'm explaining to you is not curvature. We haven't saw a curve. We saw little pictures and little play stuff. But I'm showing you why things vanish from the bottom up. It's very, very simple. We all see things happen. We see this happening. Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead, man. Go ahead. Take the mic.
I don't know if I should be shocked or just surprised or whatever that you don't see the obvious flaw in that video. The camera is below the surface of the table. If I was to replicate this observation in real life with a lake, my camera would have to be below the water. So how about this? How about you show me objects disappearing over the horizon of a flat surface with the camera actually leveled with the surface of the table and not below it? This observation clearly does not match reality, because in reality, we don't film ships disappearing over the horizon from underwater.
So can I go ahead and respond and show you why, and tell you why the camera is below the table? Because the table is
obviously to make a visual effect.
Let me go ahead and make a point to you, because I'm baffled that a person like you who's, you should know this, don't know this. Let me explain mathematics to you, sir. Please, just 1 minute if I can.
Sure thing.
The reason the camera is below the table is to compensate for the length of the table as opposed to the length of the actual beach horizon. So in order for us to see the quarter, the star vanish, how we see the sun vanish on the horizon at the beach, we will have to put the camera lower to compensate for the length of the ocean. This is simple mathematics, and I'm going to tell you why right now. If the camera was the same length as the table, how we stand at the horizon, the quarter still would vanish at the bottom, just like he did when the camera was low, but he would need a long-ass table for us to observe that. So to make up for the fact that his table is not that long, like his table is not the fucking size of the beach Red Rhetoric, so he got to lower the camera, just like if you was in an airplane and the ship. If you say that a ship actually vanishes on a horizon at the beach, I can get in an airplane and go up and actually pick the ship back up because I gain more horizon view the higher up I go. So if I'm going to reduplicate the damn beach in my kitchen, I will have to lower the camera to make this experiment accurate. This is simple math. Like, my table isn't the size of the damn ocean, bro. So in order to examine that, you would have to lower the camera to compensate. It's simple math. It's just simple math.
All right.
So again, if he had the camera the same height as the table, it still would vanish at the bottom. We would just need a long-ass table to compensate, you know, for the length of the ocean and the table. You should know that.
So basically, okay, so let's go ahead, and I appreciate you explaining math. So allow me to explain some math, since you are clearly a very smart individual. You know mathematics like the back of your hand. So you then know, obviously, this equation that alpha equals 2 times the arctan of g over 2r, where alpha is the angular size of the object.
1 second, everyone. All right.
Hold on, interrupt, man. I'm going to have to meet you.
Yeah, hold on, Brother Sanchez. Let Reds finish, and then we'll let you respond.
Can't interrupt, dude.
We'll let you respond.
Can't interrupt.
All right, go ahead, Reds.
Okay, so as I was saying, Alpha equals 2 times the arctan of g over 2r, where alpha is the angular size of the object, g is the actual size of the object, and r is the distance to the object. That is the actual law perspective. In the video that you are showing right now, between time code 1 minute 8 seconds to 1 minute 20 seconds, we see that coin disappearing underneath your so-called horizon, even though the camera would have to be underneath the water. But we'll go ahead and ignore that glaring problem for now. Another thing that we can observe from the footage that you yourself showed is the angular size of the coin, which represents the sun, shrinking in angular size. Well, guess what? Back in 2015, I made a video towards Zetetasystem.com showing that the angular size of the sun does not change throughout the day. In order for this observation to comport with reality, not only would the camera have to be above the waterline, but the angular size of the sun would also have to remain constant, which means that as that coin is moving further and further back, it has to remain the same size in the frame. In this video that you yourself linked to, you can see that that coin is changing in angular size. When we do observations of the angular size of the sun in reality, we see that it does not change. I did this back in 2015, and I am going to post a link to it right now, both in the live chat and also to be played here on the live stream.
Okay, so did you see the pictures that I put up on all of my channels of our experiments proving that the sun does change size? It does change size as it moves away from you. So plenty of flat earthers done their own research, and I was showing is not only does the sun change size as it moves away from you and gets smaller on the horizon, just like streetlights do as the streetlights further down in the distance, they're smaller. So this shows you that the quarter on the table example is perfectly in line with reality because this is what we observe. We're not trying to make our experiments be and what I do, I go with what reality show. If I do an experiment and my experiment don't line up with reality, in my eyes, it's my experiment that's wrong, not reality. You saw the quarter shrinking on the table just like we see the sun shrink on the horizon. I see it shrink every day as it's going down. I'm in Nevada, so I got a lot of horizon view. I got a lot of land. I got a lot of distance to see. So what I'm saying is not only do I see the sun shrinking as it moves away from me, I also feel the warmth of the sun being taken away from me. So the sun is taking its warmth with it, and it's shrinking as it goes, just like cars shrink as they go down the road. I don't know, how a sun 93 million miles away would change size as it's going, over a so-called curve. And that's why you're having this problem, because according to your model, it would have to stay the same size. But in reality, that's not what we observe. I challenge everybody to go outside and observe the sun itself. Does it change size as it's going down on the horizon? Now, you're going to have some atmospheric aspects that play into that. You're going to have a lot of things play into that. But the fact remains that if your research showed you that the sun does not change size, hey, man, more power to you. It's just that my research shows me contrary to that. My question for you would be humbly, where am I going wrong with my research? Is it a filter? Because I heard that before. So that you're not using the right filter or something.
Well, that depends. Were you using a solar filter? Were you zooming in at max zoom like I did? Because the fact is that one thing that I see a lot of flat earthers do is that they confuse glare with angular size. Glare is not the same as angular size. Glare will make the sun appear bigger than it actually is. Look at a filtered image with an unfiltered image. The sun looks immensely bigger than it does in reality. So if you were to do your observation with that filter from the very beginning, then you would actually see what is currently playing on the screen right now. I went out and took a picture of the sun, one picture every 30 minutes for an entire day. Each image was taken at the same zoom because the digital zoom was turned off for this observation with the Nikon P900, again, the flat earther camera of choice. And here you see the sun stay the exact same size in the frame throughout the entire day, which means that the video that you showed us of the coin disappearing into the distance with the camera below the waterline, of course, is debunked by that alone, because that coin was shrinking, but yet in reality, the sun does not. Your observation is flawed somewhere because it does not comport with reality. Your explanation is flawed because it doesn't comport with how one would actually do the observation. We would be above the waterline, not below it. So your entire premise is built on faulty assumptions and faulty analysis.
Okay, once again, the reason we wouldn't be below, of course we wouldn't, like I told you, with the camera wouldn't be lined up with the table to compensate for the length of the table. I don't think you're getting that. Like, of course we wouldn't be below the waterline. In this experiment, we would be, because we wouldn't be at the in the kitchen if we're trying to test how the sun vanishes on the horizon. Think about what we're saying, Red. We're reduplicating the beach in our home. And the best way to make that accurate, to compensate for how vast the ocean is and how small my table is to put the camera down to give us more, to give me less space that I got to deal with. See, the higher I want you to picture this in your mind. Picture him in his kitchen with the quarter on a table and his camera raised up high. Let's say we raise it up high. It'll take forever to see that quarter vanish on the horizon, Red. His table will have to be bigger than the damn Last Supper, that's for sure. He would need a table bigger than the damn Last Supper, bro. And we would be there all day if he raised that camera up. Now, he's in his kitchen trying to reduplicate the ocean. If he put the camera right where we would normally be at the ocean, that's mathematically inaccurate, because the ocean and his table are totally different sizes. So how did he compensate for the size of the ocean and his table not being the size of the ocean? He lowered the camera. We only dealing with convergence and views, how things vanish in a distance. We're dealing with angular views. We're dealing with convergence. So in order to compensate, to reduplicate the beach in your house, he just lowered the camera so that we can examine the quarter vanish on the bottom quicker. As if he raised the camera, we pick the bottom right back up. So him bringing the camera down is nothing faulty. It's him reduplicating the beach at home, and I don't think you get that. His table is not as long as the ocean.
I will go ahead and agree with you on one thing. I don't get it, so I will pass it on to someone who might. Conspiracy Cats, do you understand this? Because I don't.
The point is, whether that experiment was wrong, which it clearly was, or whether it was, you've just literally been shown a time lapse of the sun being taken over. What was it, a day that reads, a whole day?
A whole day from morning to sunset.
Yeah. So you've just been literally shown, and this is where you need to sort of like give some kind of response, right? You've just been shown a picture of a time lapse of the sun, and it is clearly not changed in angular size. So whatever you've done with the coin and the table is completely irrelevant, right? Have you got a scientific explanation to explain the sunset when you now know that the sun doesn't change in angular size?
The thing is this, I don't know nothing because he played a YouTube video. Like, the problem with today's generation, we so video. I played a video, now you don't believe me. Like, it's not a matter of belief, it's a matter of fact. Great video is not enough evidence to convince me. So, now, wait a minute, y'all cut me off from the beginning and you didn't really want me to cut Red off. I apologize, but y'all didn't let me finish. I mean, you know what I'm saying? The argument the quarter. Yeah, the quarter on a table thing is very relevant. If it wasn't, he wouldn't even entertain the argument. Now that I'm breaking it clear to you why the camera is lowered, and I'm making it make sense now, that all of a sudden it's not irrelevant. But anyway, we can move on. And what you were saying was about the footage he showed, great footage. And you know what? I'll say, based upon that footage, it proves what he said. Now, this goes back and forth. I do these debates all the time where the globalists show up showing their footage. And I host a lot of these debates. So I'm not always debating. And what I find is that the flat earthers show their footage. And it becomes a matter of me having to go to the chat room and say, okay, guys, which footage do you accept? And I have to go to the chat and be like, which one of these guys, because his footage supporting his and his footage supporting his. And this guy's saying, well, your footage is wrong for da-da-da-da-da. Well, your footage is wrong for da-da-da-da-da. And at the end of the day, we're leaving it up to the people to say, well, who footage do you believe? When, like I said, it's not a matter of belief. They need to go do their own research and make it a matter of fact. Personal observation is not me looking at your video saying, okay, Red, you're right, I'm wrong. That's a fact. I've done research and what you've presented, in my opinion, is not that easy to get me. Like, I still haven't thought enough yet to convince me that they're a curvature. That's just me, though. And I'm willing to keep listening until I see enough. And maybe I will say, well, damn, that's it. That's it. I get it now. But that's not it. That's not going to be the one to do it, guys. Sorry.
Right. So just quick yes or no, then. Have you ever film the sun through a solar filter over a number of hours and compared the angular size? Have you ever actually done that? Yes or no?
Honestly, never filmed the sun through a solar filter. Sure have not, right. But...
Do you think after this that maybe, if you did, it might change your mind? Do you think maybe it might be something that's worth your time doing?
Actually, you have my word that I'm going to get with my people. And we're going to make that happen before the end of, well, let me not make no promises, but I guarantee you, soon as I leave here, I'm going to get right on that. We're going to film it with the solar filter personally. If that's what you want me to do, I'll do that. That should be big to do. We got guys with solar filters in the community, so we could do that.
Brilliant. Brilliant.
Okay. Reds.
Oh.
I would like Red to explain why the heat of the sun is taken with it too, because you know, we can explain away, we can get into the solar filter and say, well, the sun shrink or it doesn't shrink as it goes away, but it's taking its heat also, and that's giving us an indication that it's a local light source, and it is indeed shrinking on the horizon, because the more it shrinks, the colder it gets. You know, it's like it's taking that light with it, which is the warmth. So, I mean, how do we address that?
Or it could be that the light is getting blocked by the horizon, because a sphere can only be illuminated halfway at a time.
True. That's actually a viable explanation on a globe.
Yes, correct. It is. But the thing is that the angular size of the sun does not change throughout the day. And we've demonstrated this not once, not twice, but multiple times. I'm not the only one that's done that. Here's the thing. I only did that just to say that I have done it. But other people have done it too. I'm not alone in this. And so you have repeated observations that show the exact same thing when done properly, but yet you look at the flat earther side of things, they're recording things with a raw lens, filming it with iPhones, filming it with crappy, you know, tinted glasses as solar filters. This is not how you do observations. What you will need to do is have an actual solar filter. You can get one from Thousand Oaks on Amazon for $10. You'll need that. You need to put that on a camera with an actual zoom lens on it and zoom that son of a bitch all the way out. Zoom all the way in on the sun. All the way. Make it fill as much of the frame as possible. And then start doing your observations at that zoom level throughout the entire day. And I guarantee you, the angular size of the sun is not going to change throughout the day, which is a problem for the flat Earth, because flat Earth needs the sun to change in size throughout the day.
I think that the sun actually does change size throughout the day, and the globe Earth needed not to change. Because you're telling me I got to get all of these lenses and stuff to deny what my eyes naturally showing me. And we still haven't talked about crepuscular rays. Like, how do you have crepuscular rays on the globe? You know what I mean? Like, it's
the same way that we have train tracks. The same exact way we have train tracks. And by the way, I would not recommend using your eyes to figure out the angular size of the sun. That's how you go blind.
No, no, we do have something called sunglasses. Are you serious? Come on, bro. But anyway,
yes,
when I was
I am actually serious, because even with sunglasses, if you look directly at the sun, you're gonna fuck up your eyes.
I really don't want to get involved with this, but I got this. This is a safety thing. Please, hang on. I don't care what you believe, flat Earth or round Earth. Do not look directly in the sun. I have to say that because you know me. Don't do it. Not worth
don't glasses. Do it.
At least 99.99% filter, like a welding glass at the very minimum. People have gone blind by looking at the sun through even types of poorly constructed types of filters. So do not do it. To straight up.
Do not
people
do
have
it.
Gone burning image.
I wasn't trying to get into all of that, you know, me personally, because I'm a sun gazer. I actually wake up and stare into the sun for a couple of minutes a day. It's actually an ancient practice in my family, so I don't know about you guys, but it's just actually normal for me. But I wouldn't recommend no one to be out there just staring directly in the sun. We know that in sun gazing, we do that at particular times. But anyway, that's another subject. I wasn't even trying to go here. Only thing I'm saying
you were trying to get up the corpuscular rays, and I actually have a response for that. So let me go over that first, since that was something you brought up.
Well, you never let
that is one thing that they did go over, and the thing is that just like train tracks are parallel. Parallel lines do not intersect by definition, but they appear to touch in the distance. But the thing is that if you measure the distance between train tracks at one side of it, and you travel a mile, 2 miles, 3 miles down, and you measure the separation of the tracks again, you're going to get the exact same answer. Otherwise, that train is going to derail. Now, how would this work when it comes to clouds? Well, with clouds, the way that we would figure that out is if the shadow that the cloud is making is the same size as the cloud itself. That's how we would know. Well, luckily for me, I just came back from New York City. Lovely people up there, by the way. And I took this picture from 40,000 feet. And this picture shows that the shadow of the clouds is the same same size as the cloud itself, which means that the sun rays are actually parallel. So that means that this actually confirms what we would expect to see from a distant sun.
How do we know they're real clouds? Those would be fake clouds.
I guess you have to take my fucking word for it.
Okay. Oh, okay. My bad. My turn. Speak cool. Yeah, what I was going to say was that picture does not prove parallel rays at all. The ground, I'm just telling you why right now. From the ground, we all observe triangulation. We see crepuscular rays, and no matter what you say, that shouldn't be possible from a sun that's 93 million miles away. The atmosphere wouldn't have any effect on that in the way that you're saying, because refraction one turn parallel rays into crepuscular rays. If you're trying to bring up refraction, we know exactly how refraction works. But I'm bringing it up because that's the only thing that you can bring up to explain why we would see any. See, the only way we see triangulation from any light source is if it's a local light source that's close to us. For example, if you pull up a picture of a porch light or something like that on the wall, you will see coming from the porch light is a triangle coming from the source of the light, emitting the light outward, and you can actually trace those light rays from the bottom of the triangle, the base of it, right back to the point or the peak, back to the source that's emitting the light. You would not be able to go above the light source and still have light. So what I'm saying is this right here. The only way we can see triangulation is if that the sun is local and within our atmosphere, just like we can see triangulation from local lamp lighting on buildings and stuff. We can actually trace it back to a source. We wouldn't be able to trace, we wouldn't be able to have triangulation for a sun that's 93 million miles away, because you wouldn't be able to trace those back to a a light source that's 93 million miles away, that would be no triangulation. Like you said, on a globe, the sun lights up the entire side. So that entire side would just have even light all over. We would never examine crepuscular rays in that type of setting. The only way we would examine crepuscular rays is with the flat Earth model of a local sun behaving just like a local lamp source. It's very simple.
Yeah, it's simple, but I completely disagree with you. That's actually not what we're seeing, because by your own definition, by your own explanation, that means that because I can see the train tracks meeting somewhere in the distance, that must mean the end of those train tracks are actually local to me. Actually, no, those train tracks could go on for thousands and thousands and thousands of miles. And the picture that I just showed you actually does prove one thing. What it does is it shows that those sun rays are indeed parallel. Your parallel rays would make it so that the shadow of the clouds are the same size as the clouds themselves. That picture is not CGI. I took that out the window of an airplane. And guess what? The shadows are the same size as the clouds, which is the exact same thing we would expect to see if those rays were actually parallel. What you're seeing is the exact same thing you're seeing with the train tracks. Just because it looks like it's meeting at some point does not mean it's actually meeting at that point. This is actual law perspective that you are actually not getting. But yet flat earthers like to throw around that term.
I'm totally getting it. See, here's the thing. If this is the sun, and I'm just doing this with my fist just for a quick demonstration because I can't screen share. But if I got one side of this room that's nighttime and one side that's daytime, half of my fist is night and half of it is lit up sunlight. On the half of the sun that's lit up sunlight, like we're examining the globe model, it's yin and yang. You got an entire side of the sun being lit up from a sun 93 million miles away. And all of the rays are coming in parallel, just like you say. Just like your picture showed, just like you want to claim that, okay, it's parallel. But here's the thing. From the ground, we observe crepuscular rays. If the globe model is true, hear me out, right? If the globe model is true and all of the sunlight is evenly hitting one side of the globe and entire side giving it daytime, why are we able to see sunspots and crepuscular rays in local areas, specific locations? On a globe, the entire side of the globe will be receiving those rays of light evenly. So no one would be seeing crepuscular rays at any given point. Now, if you want to see the atmosphere can bend parallel rays of light and make them into crepuscular rays, that's something different you're going to have to explain. But you comparing it to railroad tracks is inaccurate, because for this reason, the railroad tracks are not 93 million miles away. I can walk up that railroad and I can see that these railroad tracks are not converging in the distance, and that go back to curvature. It's not curvature, it's convergence, just like we're saying here. So when we talk about the sun getting smaller as it moves away, it's because we're on a flat plane and there's so much distance in between me and her actual true horizon line that I'm able to observe the sun get small as it takes its light to other cities, other places on this flat plane. So it's not that there's any curvature at all. It goes back to what you're even saying, convergence. See, here's the thing about, and I'm going to fall back after this, and this is my final point. The reason I said we can't have crepuscular rays at any given point in the global model, because the sun is always 93 million miles away in the global model. And excuse me, little background noise coming in. I'm going to make my point here. This is my final point. My final point is the word local is related to the word location. The word local is related to the word location. Things that are local, they reveal their location. So, I mean, like I said, if I'm looking at a lamp, if I'm an ant on the ground, but there's a huge lamp on and the light rays are triangulating all the way to the ground, the ant can follow the light rays at the base of that pyramid right back to the lamp that's creating the light. So in the case of us seeing crepuscular rays on a globe Earth, we wouldn't be able to trace those rays back to a sun 93 billion miles away. That's not how triangulation works. The reason we're talking about, they call local light sources local, is because the triangulation of the light reveals the actual light source. On a globe, you wouldn't have a triangulation pattern coming from 93 million miles away would never create triangulation. And that's the whole argument right there. Like, the further away you take a flashlight away from a tennis ball, the more of the tennis ball you illuminate. And you start to illuminate that whole side evenly to the point where something walking on that ball wouldn't even notice the triangulation because the light source is so far away. Now, the closer you get to the ball, the closer the light triangle is revealed because the source of the light is coming closer to you. So we say the sun is local because it creates triangle rays that we can actually trace back up to its location. We got videos of pilots flying above the sun. I guess y'all ignore that too. We can pull those up.
Cool. Conspiracy cats, you want to go next?
Am I linked? I was just going to say, are my links that I brought to that last debate, are they still available? Are they gone?
I can get your PowerPoint in short order.
And just to let you guys know, he's pulling that up right now, Conspiracy Cast. I just want to break in and say that we're going to wrap here in about 10 minutes and move over to the Ad Homies after show. So just stick with us after we close out this show, and we're going to pick back up where we left off after this. But we're going to wrap in about 10 minutes and move over there. So, all right, Conspiracy Cats, go ahead.
So which one did you want?
It was so the link document, it will be number 9.
Okay.
So number 9 takes you to – is he gone?
No.
Has he left?
No, he just
turned off his camera.
Oh, no, I can hear you guys. I'm here. Yeah, I don't want to smoke on camera.
All right. So you were talking about crepuscular rays being converging to a point leading to a local sun. Well, this video that's about to come up now highlights the point Reds were making, that they are in fact parallel. And if you just stand to the side of the rays, you can see the parallel. We see a driver driving down the motorway, driving towards some crepuscular rays, and they're all obviously diverging. But when he gets to the side of them, you can see clear as bell that the parallel, just highlighting what Reds is saying, that it's about your viewpoint and perspective. But that, I don't know where that link is. It's
which number?
We're number 9.
Number 9.
It was number 9.
Coming up here.
I actually want to see this video.
It's from a... It's not one of mine. I hope it shows up well.
I hope it does too.
So it's on that page. Right. This it'll probably need expanding.
There it is, right there.
Which right. one? This one here.
It was there a minute ago. Yeah, that one.
Can that be blown up?
Can it be full screen? Because if you look right at the very beginning, they're really, really, really divergent. And as the video goes on and he gets next to them, oh, it's gone. It's not as clear on this as it's...
It is. It's clear on the live stream. They can see.
Yeah.
They can see it.
So they're becoming more and more parallel as he drives alongside them, just like, you know, looking down the railway tracks and standing to the side.
Yep.
Can you play that again? Okay.
Yeah.
That's some good rays, man. I got a couple of videos myself.
Yeah.
Yep, they are good rays. And good rays that do not comport with a, quote, local sun. Neither does the angular size of the sun, but that's another story for another time.
Well, yeah, I saw triangulation. Me personally.
You keep using that word. So, I don't think it means what you think it means.
I'm sorry. Well, I don't think it just bought in or whatever. But so, can you guys hear me?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, shout out
yes.
to
well, we're getting ready to... we're glad you're here, but we're getting ready to wind down. But we are going to pick this back up on our after show. If is it Dremidus?
Dremidus. Yeah. No, I've been on here for like the past 5 minutes or whatever, so I know what's going down with the move and all that. That's cool.
Well, if you want to, you and Brother Sanchez are invited as well to the after show we're getting ready to do, and we can pick it up. There, but we're running out of time here. I'll send you both the links for that. You can pop in if you want to, and we're going to be kind of picking up on some points, and we'll give you all the time you need over there too to say whatever you need. But we're at the dead end of this. But I'll give you the last word, Dremidus, since you popped in and hadn't got a chance to say anything.
Oh yeah, no, that's cool. I just want to say what's up to everybody. I just had a quick question about that video that was showing the crepuscular rays as the vehicle was driving by. They seemed to be straightening out in a more vertical position, and to me, that's just a product of you moving to a different location, you know, in comparison to the actual ray. So it's not that they're necessarily exactly. coming down in a more vertical or parallel way. It's just you're viewing it from a different angle, but the ones that are further to the left, as he's moving away from the left, they're still on an angle. So it's kind of like I don't understand how that proves that you know, the sun is 93 million miles away. That's just kind of like what I was going to say, but you know.
Okay. I mean, I'd say if I had two.
Are we going to end on that, or?
Oh, sorry.
Actually, I was going to ask a question. Are we going to end on that, or Conspiracy Cats, can he reply, or what we're going to do from here?
Yeah, he can reply, and then we're going to to Brother Sanchez and Dremidus. I'm posting the links to the after show, how you can join in the chat in here in this internal chat. So if you want to pick up on that, the links will be over here, and Conspiracy Cat will give you the last word, and then we're going to wrap up. All the super chats that we've got, we're going to announce on the next show too. So just look out for those.
Okay, so it's only a quick one, a response to that. Imagine two different scenarios. If you're looking down an actual railway track where the lines are parallel, they appear to converge, and if you stand at the side and look at them at 90 degrees, they very clearly look parallel. And then imagine a different scenario where those two rail line tracks aren't parallel. They actually converge, and they actually touch. If you stood to the side and looked at them from the side, they would not look parallel. They would still look like they're converging. Right. So by the very fact that we can drive past those parallel those crepuscular rays, and they appear to get more parallel, shows that they cannot be converging. That's all I'm going to say.
Okay. Well, thank you guys for popping in, especially since it was last minute. I appreciate Brother Sanchez and Dremidus coming in on such short notice. Reds, as always, thank you. Conspiracy Cats, thank you. You both have a link to the after show as well. Conspiracy Cats, Mr. Atheist sent that to you over Twitter. Reds, I sent yours over Google Hangouts. And then for the two of you guys, one link is the first link is for Brother Sanchez. The second link is for you, Dremidus, here in the internal chat. So we are switching over now to the after show. I want to thank everybody for sticking with us and watching. And thank you, Scotty, for not showing up, because it's actually worked out to be a much better discussion, I think. Mm-hmm. So,
Can I take us off?
Yeah.
Sure. Take us off, man. I brought gloves this time.
Exactly. Well, the reason why I want to take us off is because, fuck Steve.
Yeah, I do have QWERTY on my forehead. I actually was bashing my keyboard in my head. So I have like QWERTY here, but it'll
Let Reds take us out.
Okay. Ahead, so Reds. I do want to say congratulations to the team that just fired off the Electron rocket. It was a successful launch. Congratulations, guys. I look forward to seeing your next launch. Godspeed all the time, every time on our beautiful round Earth. All right, that's it. Peace out. See you guys in the next one.
Amen, brother.
Adios.
Up, guys.
Head over to the next show.
Non sequitur, your facts are uncoordinated.